Coming to you from Keiko Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna Gallucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music, so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
Friends in faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Balcony Show. Thanks for tuning in to your number one source for independent music. Oh, yeah. That was an audience.
And a bunch of immature adults behind the scenes.
How's everybody doing this week?
I'm awesome.
I'm alive.
I have a headache.
Aw.
That's very indicative of your species.
Oh, yeah.
So on today's show, Super Stoked, we have Judd Harris. He was number four on American Idol, and he's working on a new EP, and he's going to be here sharing three singles from that upcoming EP, and we're super stoked to get him because he is just really talented. I'm looking forward for you guys to everybody here to listen to his music because he's got kind of like this New Orleans thing going on. You know, he kind of went back to his native roots, but like gave it a twist. So, we have that coming up in the interview. But first.
But first,
I'm going to do a Thatch tag. I'm saying it's a Thatch tag, but I'm going to let Mad Cat read it.
Of course
she is.
And I think we should get that thing. This is another smooth criminal. I love smooth criminals.
Yeah.
You know, maybe because of my background, but a smooth criminal. So
that's good.
So this is hashtag smooth criminal.
Hashtag smooth criminal. Hit the music. Any issue? Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So smooth criminal caught at the border with pythons in his pants. Oh, this is about me. New York City man fined and sentenced to probation. Albany, New York. A New York City man who admitted to smuggling three Burmese pythons in his pants through a U.S.-Canadian border crossing, was sentenced Wednesday to a year of probation and fined $5,000, federal prosecutors said. Calvin Bautista, 38, crossed into northern New York with the hidden snakes on a bus from Montreal, to New York City on July 15th, 2018. The young adult snakes were hidden in the inner thigh of his pants.
Ooh.
In snake bags tied to his pants, drawstring.
Wow. No batteries required.
So, wow. Number one, he's from the House of Slytherin.
Yeah. Is that a snake in your pants?
Or are you just happy to see me?
All right. They were discovered by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers, according to court documents, and a release from the office of U.S. Attorney Carla B. Friedman. Mm-hmm. The Queens resident purchased the snakes, which were worth more than $2,500 at a reptile store in Canada, according to the court documents. Importation of Burmese pythons is regulated by an international treaty by the U.S. federal regulations, listing them as injurious to human beings.
Mm. No kidding.
Yeah, right?
Mad Cat, is that a python in your pants?
No, it's still a Tic Tac.
But aren't pythons, that's...
They get
the
to be
20
feet. Yeah,
issue
they get
in
to
Florida.
Be,
yeah.
They have python All hunters those,
yeah,
or whatever.
They're not native.
But no. Three of them, you might have been able to get away with one.
Ew, and how long is an adult?
Well,
that's the thing. Well, I mean,
you don't like snakes, Bo.
Oh, my God.
Is that one of your things, snakes?
Scorpions and...
Really?
Oh, and snakes. I can't...
They're young adult snakes, they're probably only about 4 feet long each.
Oh, only
still,
4 feet in your pants.
You could
that's what I'm saying. I walk around like that all the time.
You could be curious.
I'm in the wrong business. Yeah.
What's that website we could sell our pictures on?
So, since we're on that topic, the Burmese python, one of the world's largest snakes, is considered a vulnerable species in its native Asia. and is invasive in Florida, where it threatens native animals. Bautista's attorney had no comment.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not surprised.
Dang.
But yeah, so I think we ought to do a thing. I'm going to start looking for like some more
smooth criminals. I don't understand.
That to me is, they're wow.
I just don't understand the smuggling of something that you can buy in this country with no problem.
Yeah.
He probably got them really cheap. He probably
go to Florida and get them for free.
Yeah. Let's go to the Everglades.
Like, yeah. Dude, what are you thinking?
Well, yeah, but you might get bit down there. I mean, there's gators and other things that, you know.
There's other things that'll
kill you. But you won't because there's a snake in a bag in your pants.
Maybe, no, they don't really. They're not like bitey snakes.
They're squeezers. Well,
they can be.
Yeah, they're squeezers.
Yeah, no, I mean, they will.
She's curious now.
They're not venomous, but they can jack you up. Yeah.
They're like velvet. Have you ever held a baby one?
That's a good way to put it.
What's that?
They're like velvet, the baby ones. I almost got one of my daughter is like, she's like, snakes? Yeah, no. And she was like freaking out. And I was walking around with it on my wrist. It like wrapped itself around my wrist. And
yeah, squeezer.
No, it was great. I really like them. I like snakes, yeah. But... I don't think I want my snakes from somebody's pants like that. That's you know what I mean?
Well, it might depend.
But I would like to be sitting next to him on the bus. Yeah, well.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Like, okay, your expense, Mad Cat.
Oh, it's always my expense.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
I love
Anyways,
these topics.
We're going to get started with a song from Christian Porter. He is a... Also, wasn't he on The Voice, right?
He was on The Voice.
Yep.
He was on The Voice, and now he recently put out an album called Collections of Myself.
Collaborations with myself. And he's living in Colorado now.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yep. He's making some nice connections out there. He's doing good.
Anyways, so we're going to get started with one of his songs from Collaborations with Myself, and the name of the song is Somewhere. So take a listen, and we'll be right back with the show.
I want to love, I want to live, I want to be with you, to a point where it's like sweet deja vu. Yes, I do, with you.
With you.
Take me away from a day when I'm without you, to a place far away from this crowded view. So I'm just with you. Somewhere we both know, somewhere we can make love slow. Take my hand, let's go. My hand, let's go. Hey,
Hey, folks, welcome back to The Balcony Show. And right now we have the first song from tonight's interview with Judd Harris. The song is called Simple Life. Nothing simple about my life here at The Balcony Show, but I'll tell you what. Give this song a listen. When you come back, we're going to have Judd on the line. Here we go.
First they'll tell you you're too young. Then they'll tell you it's too late. Time won't wait for anyone. And good things come to those who wait. So I found out there's no guarantee. A simple life, just you and me. So I turned in my subway car. City life was just too hard. Quit my job, I quit my life. Packed my house, I packed my wife. Just her and me.
Welcome to The Balcony Show, and we are very excited because we have Judd Harris on the line. You may have known him from American Idol, but he has a brand new EP coming out, and we are really excited because we are going to be sharing a few of the singles that is from his forthcoming EP. Welcome, Judd. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I got to tell you that, you know, I really, really like where you're going with your music. I think it feels really authentic to who you are, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely what I think about my new music. I mean, I think for a long time as an artist, I was in bands and playing music that was sort of akin to the people that I loved listening to. And so it took me many years to get to the point where I realized that I can't be my heroes. That as much as I love Prince, you know, my days of wearing leather pants are probably back in the 90s. You know, so I kind of just realized that, like, I can't be anybody but me. And if that's not, like, as cool as I want it to be, well, tough, you know. So, yeah, I'm trying to make the music that is authentically mine at this point. And so what that is something positive, which may not be very cool, and something that is,
no, you know, I love
rooted in New Orleans, rooted in the beach, because that's sort of where my life is.
So our listeners just heard their first song, Simple Life. And you want to tell us a little bit about Simple Life and how this project came to be?
Sure. So that's off of my first EP. It's called The Beach EP. And I wrote that it was autobiographical. I was writing about a move that I made from New York City to the Dominican Republic. And the story behind that is that a friend of ours passed away in his 30s. And we were living in New York City, me and my wife. And we realized that this life thing that we're experiencing is not forever. And so we looked at each other and we said, you know what? We've always talked about living in the Caribbean. Let's just do it. Let's find a way. So we started making plans. And within about a year, we had moved from New York City to a little fishing village in the Dominican Republic called Las Terrenas. And
good,
that's where
you.
I am right now.
Oh, that's my fantastic dream.
So that particular song really is about that move, about realizing that life is not forever. And you know, you've got to start living the life that you want right now. So it's sort of my idea of what beachy music maybe sounds like through my perspective. And you know, it's my story.
Well, I got to say, it's a good one. And I also want to encourage our listeners to go to YouTube, because there's a thing on there that you did, Five Things You Wish You Would Have Known. And
oh, yeah.
I really would like you to talk a little bit about just quickly about the five things, because as you know, we are a platform for independent artists. And I think from where you came and the things that it really resounded with me, and I think it will. It's a good information for upcoming artists.
Sure, I'm not going to remember everything that I said, but because it's been a little while. But you know, some of the things that I remember talking about were about kind of not waiting for somebody else to come along who's going to make all of your musical dreams come true. That it just never really happens if you're just waiting around. You know, we have this romantic image in our head of this person who's sitting in a diner or something, and some Hollywood exec says, I'm going to put you in movies, kid, you know, and that's just never the way it happens. Not in the real world. You know, maybe some people get lucky, but I think on the whole, it's mostly people working really hard and working really consistently over a very long period of time. And so, you know, there were times when I met people in the industry and I thought that this person could be the key to all of my dreams coming true. And I may have acted like a complete fool in front of those people. But, you know, I think I came to the realization that if I can just work hard and every day and keep at it, you can make real progress. And I think I'm proof of that.
And I like the thing about humility too. I can't say that enough, that, you know, the connections you meet make with people as you're coming up, and, you know, remember them and honor them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's about seeing industry professionals as partners or potential partners.
Right.
That they're, you know, working in an industry and you need each other, you know, so.
Love that.
Kind of looking for ways to work with people and definitely treating everybody with respect and not talking behind people's back and being a nice person, you know, being somebody easy to work with is probably important too.
And now you're partnered with producer David Schoenwetter. He did Norah Jones, Rufus Wainwright, Death Cab for Cutie. How does that feel? And how did that come about?
So Dave, I met through a platform online, and I was actually looking for a producer because I had all this music that I had written. I actually embarked upon a project of writing 30 songs in 30 days. And this was sort of one of my pandemic projects. when I couldn't play live shows. And I kind of thought, you know, I watched the Beatles documentary, and I remember hearing that Paul McCartney wrote one song a day, get up, have a coffee, write a song, and then go on with the rest of his day. And I thought, what if I could write a song a day? You know, I could get better at songwriting, and who knows, maybe I would end up with some song, you know, maybe one out of 30 would be really good, something that I wanted to record. And I surprised myself both in being able to do it, but also how much good material I actually got. So I had all these songs. I was looking for a great producer to start working on them. And I interviewed a lot of people, and I ended up talking to Dave Schoenwetter. And, you know, it was between him and one other person, actually. And my wife said, you know, which one of these people do you get along with? Seems like a good guy, you know. It turned out that Dave just seemed really chill and a cool guy. And, you know, that really does matter, because you're going to spend a lot of time with this person. So right. I'm glad that I went that way. And we've had a great working relationship. He's so talented and has brought so much to my music. I'm really grateful for him.
Which brings us to the newest single, Nola. Did I say that right?
Sure. Yeah, it's Nola, like New Orleans, Louisiana. N-O-L-A. Nola.
Oh, okay. This is crazy good. You can't even... I love the bayou kind of feel, and then there's pop, and then there's horns, and then there's like, you kind of put a bunch of stuff together and made it work. Like, really made it work.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you
and
saying
even
that.
Even reggae a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't know. What do you guys think?
It's put together very well, like with everything right. Anne just said, with all the pieces, you make it fit.
Yeah, to me, I mean, it's New Orleans funk. You know, that's the Meters, that's all these artists that I grew up with, because I grew up in New Orleans. So for me, that's like a love letter to my hometown.
Well, it's a good
awesome.
One.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I'm
a good
glad
one.
You like it.
So let us take a break here, Judd, and we're going to let our listeners hear this fantastic song, Nola. So here it is, and we'll be right back with Judd.
Me down to the riverbed. Voodoo magic gonna cure my head. Only down in New Orleans. Be anything that you wanna be. Garden District of Fukure. Filet gumbo to etouffee. Take me down to New Orleans. Living easy is a way of life. Crescent City gonna treat you right. Dirty loose on Mardi Gras day. Hear that Giacomo Finale. Drinking, smoking, and feeling fine. Come on, join in that second line. Take me down to New Orleans. So put a glide in your stride and come down with me. Take your queen to the scene where the streets never sleep. In the summer, spring, or winter, or in the fall, you got to go to the city where they have it. You get a taste of New Orleans. You're having fun, say yeah, you right. Tiffatina's gonna rock tonight. Neville Brothers and Ikedo. Irma Thomas, Fats Domino. Allen Toussaint, Bartholomew. Dr. John and Booker too. Take me down to New Orleans. So put a glide in your stride. Into the scene where the streets never sleep. In the summer, spring, winter, or in the fall, you got to go to the city where they have it all. And you might just decide to never leave once you get a taste of New Orleans. Hey now, hey now. Hey now, hey now.
boldly. You might just decide to never leave. Once you get a taste of New Orleans.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Balcony Show. We are on the line with Judd Harris. So, Judd, now you're living in the Dominican Republic. So now do you still like tour? Do you still perform like various places? What do you got going on there for our listeners?
So that's a great question because I am currently trying to build up an online presence on TikTok. So I've been doing these online concerts 3 nights a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern on TikTok, which is a great way when you're in a teeny tiny fishing village in the Dominican Republic to reach a lot more people.
Right. I was going to say, any gigs you have in that little cute fishing town?
Yeah, I do have a wedding that I'm doing at the end of March, but you know, this is something that I'm trying to build right now, so I'm very focused on that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you know, my hope is that I can build up a big enough audience that when I'm back in New York, which is not so infrequently, I will have some demand to start performing there as well, which I used to do before I left.
Awesome. All right. So the final song that our listeners are going to hear tonight is Endless Days. Some days are endless.
They sure are. But I think I meant it in a good way.
Yeah.
Especially when you're married 32 years. I'm kidding. You know what I mean? But I all of your music, this music is so feel good and we need it so bad.
It's positive. It's fun. Makes you feel good. It's a good vibe. I love it.
You know, get in the car, put this music on, take a drive. You're going to really enjoy yourself. And it's not overcomplicated, but it is. You know what I mean? Like, I can hear some of the things and some of the choices that you've made, and I really applaud you for that. I mean, some of the things I think you take a little bit of a chance with, and then they work. So, but talk about Endless Days.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a pretty nostalgic person, and I loved songs like These Days by Jackson Browne and Boys of Summer by Don Henley. And this song is kind of my idea of a nostalgic kind of tune, a little bit classic rock, a little bit pop. And it's really just about the endless days of your youth. You know, when everything's laid out before you and you're absolutely sure you're going to accomplish all the things you want to accomplish. And you can take your time, you know, you're not in any rush because you've got your whole life ahead of you. And, you know, eventually you get knocked around by life a little bit and you find out that, you know, maybe not everything's going to happen that you want it to happen, or it's not going to happen as easily as you want it to happen. And,
right.
You know, and you get to an age where you start looking back and you think, wow, I was so innocent and so young, but I also,
and so hopeful,
I loved that
right?
time, you know? you think of it as these golden years when you really, you know, you didn't see so much of the bad of the world, maybe.
I always say, if I could take back what I know now to when I was younger,
mm-hmm. Oh, we'd all be perfect.
You know, and I think you ask yourself, is it too late to do some of these things that I want to do as you get older? And there's a great quote that I really like that says, I think it's George Eliot, and he said, "It's never too late to be what you might have been."
Aww, that's really great. And maybe we'll leave it there. You know what I mean? Because I think that kind of sums up what you're doing. And mm-hmm. So I'm going to encourage our listeners to definitely go to TikTok, catch a live performance from Judd. You're going to want to do that because he's fantastic. And we're going to continue to watch your journey. If you have new music, please send it to us because we definitely want to, you know, keep our listeners abreast, and you can go to judgeharris.com.
Absolutely.
So you can check out what he's got going on there too.
And if you are playing in New York, you got to drop us a note.
Oh, absolutely.
We will come to see you.
I would love to have you guys come check it out.
And we're all really jealous of you.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Especially after that foot of snow you just got, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, what's the temperature today and where you are?
The temperature here is the average is about 80 degrees.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. What am I doing
Sounds
here
great.
In Pennsylvania?
So we're going to take a listen to Endless Days by Judd Harris, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show. Any final shout outs to anybody, Judd?
Just a big thank you to you guys. I'm so appreciative for everybody who features independent music. It's really hard out here for us independent musicians. Yes. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for featuring this music.
All right. So take a listen to Endless Days, Judd Harris, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Hey, old friend, how you been? It's been too long. How's your kin? Hey, old friend, do you recall playing music in the hall? Thought we'd write the next big hit, but we had more dreams than grit. Hey, old friend, is it too late? Those endless days.
Hey, folks, welcome back to another Mad Cats Mad Tracks. This week's Mad Cats Mad Tracks, we have the song Start Again by Tom Harrison. Give it a listen. Tom Harrison, Start Again. Tom Harrison, Start Again. Give it a listen. Here we go.
Drop your cards and your life. Leave it all behind. Your former selves like paper in the wind. We could start again. We could start again. We could start again. We could start again in the morning time. We could start again.
On this week's Indie Radar, proud to announce and excited for all of you singer-songwriters out there, AmericanSongwriter.com, check it out. They just opened their 2024 songwriting contest. It is now open. Check out their website to get some information about what the requirements are. There's a ton of prizes, money, and I think last year, just for perspective, I think Jelly Roll was one of the judges last year, which is kind of cool. So go on to AmericanSongwriter.com, and if you think you got it, check it out. It might help propel your career maybe to the next level. So it's worth a shot. And definitely check out another one of the other tabs on their website. They do have other contests that are running, and one of them caught my eye. It was called Road Ready, and that was specific for unsigned artists, bands, duos, rappers, all kinds of genres. And pretty much if you, I don't know what the requirements are, but if you're quote road ready, it's a contest to maybe put you out on the road. So that's another awesome opportunity. So definitely check that out. Very exciting. AmericanSongwriter.com for the 2024 song contest for this year.
I'd like to remind you that The Balcony Show is proudly produced at Keiko Studios in Penn Argyle, Pennsylvania. So hit them up for all your musical production needs. Go to keikostudios.com and make your appointment today.
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned, if you dare.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Mike's Music Box. Tonight, we will be talking about rock stars.
and their ghostly encounters, part one. Well, I think I've talked about it a few times, so who knows what part we're on. Let's start off tonight with a little something about something we all might know. We know these people, Sonny and Cher. And of course, this is open up to my colleagues here at the table as well, if they want to chime in with anything. I want to ask, do you believe in life after death?
Yeah.
Yes, without a doubt.
Oh, because I know pop icon Cher certainly does. The legendary hitmaker has claimed more than once that she receives playful visits from her late ex-husband, Sonny Bono.
Aww.
I know.
I have personally experienced things.
Mm. Yeah, I have as well.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. She basically told the TMZ reporters, it's a total peaceful thing. She also responded to a question regarding whether or not she believes in spirits via a Reddit AMA post. Her answer to it was, absolutely not. I love ghosts. And I actually think that Sonny makes the light go on once in a while in the house. Whenever something shuts off and turns back on, she claims it's him. And
well, they were great friends. I think they remained really great friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And then quickly taking the genre into another direction, we're going to talk about Ariana Grande. So Ariana Grande did not hold back about her belief in demons in an interview with Complex in 2013. According to some, fear of demons is a typical Florida thing. And as a Floridian, I got to say that, yeah, I'll agree with that.
That's all that voodoo down there. Hoodoo voodoo.
Yeah, you think so? The swamp? But the pop singer chose to discuss a particular experience that took place in Kansas at the Stull Cemetery, rumored to be one of the 8 earthly portals into hell. Ooh. Grande recalls smelling sulfur in the car on the way there, which according to her is the sign of a demon. And then seeing 3 distinct faces in the background of a photo she took to try to see if the ominous feeling that she had picked up on revealed anything. She claims to have seen a huge black mass and red demonic flashes while she was walking around said cemetery. Which I don't think I'd be walking around much.
Never.
No, I'd be out of there.
Yeah. So,
but sticking with the pop genre, let's talk about Adele. So Adele's Haunted Mansion. Once multi-platinum pop star, Adele moved into a beautiful new $6 million home in 2012. And you should see the size of this house. I mean, it's massive. The picture of it. I don't know how many people she has living there, but it's a lot of people.
It's too big.
I mean, it's a huge house.
I don't want to live in a mausoleum.
She began to hear strange noises that gave her the creeps.
Yep.
Moans, talking from empty rooms and scratching along the walls.
Bye-bye.
Could not be explained by anyone. The singer's lavish 25-acre West Sussex property had previously been a convent fit with its very own chapel.
Oh, yeah, no.
Bye-bye.
Apparently, Adele was so spooked by the sounds that she heard that she upped her security to around-the-clock surveillance and tacked on 2 additional groundsmen to protect her from whatever the spirits may have been lurking about.
See, when you got money, you can do that. But you know, right. If it was one of us, you're just stuck with whatever that thing is. It's going to be hanging there. Man. And the best you can do is just tell it to get the hell out of there.
And think about it, 25 acres. There's probably so much stuff on this plot of land.
Oh my God.
That's not even discovered.
No less?
And the history of it.
You know how bad the history of the convents and stuff are.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So I don't know if she's still there or not, probably. But so anyways, I want to thank everybody for listening to another edition of Mike's Music Box here on the Balcony Show, and until we speak again, sleep tight.
Thank you, Mike.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests, and your host is Donna freaking Gallucci.
Hey, everybody.
Yay. Donna Gallucci.
Here I am. Woo, Gallucci's here. Welcome to Spotlight, everybody. We have a great new song to tell you about by Guy Paul Thibault. But before that, I have to say something I want to share with everybody.
Okay.
That means a lot to me because it just knocked me knock my socks off. I watched the Grammys for the first time this year in a very long time. I haven't been watching it for many years. I just wasn't interested in it anymore. Just there was just so much like musicians bashing each other and a lot of political stuff and a lot of agendas. And I just couldn't get into all of that. But this year I decided to watch it because there was some cool stuff going on. Billy Joel was performing his new single that he just put out, which was a great, great performance. And Tracy Chapman performed.
Yes, that
Best
was
Car, which was awesome. And Joni Mitchell. That's what I really want to talk about. Yeah, did anybody see that?
Yes. Yeah.
I was crying like a baby watching her. She was just amazing. Singing Both Sides Now. I mean, she's been through so much in her life.
Yeah.
And she had a brain aneurysm, I think 2015.
Oh, that's right.
And she had to learn to play guitar again, to sing again, to walk again. And to just like see her up on that stage. There was not a dry eye in the house during that performance.
I think it was just, for me, it was just her presence.
Her presence and the lyrics of the song, how like it's come full circle for her now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, the song like brings you through a journey of like childhood and innocence and then, you know, adulthood.
I thought the Grammys were good this year, though.
And now, you know, being 80 years old and how she was keeping time with her cane. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. It was a very, very powerful performance. And I've been waiting. It's finally out on YouTube. The Grammys put out the video on YouTube, I think like 4 days ago. I've been waiting for it to come out and I'm still crying every time I watch it. So I just suggest everybody go on YouTube if you want to see a really great performance. And
before she's gone, she's a legend.
And the great thing about it, a lot of the comments on YouTube are from young people like in their 20s and in their 30s saying, wow, you know, I was so touched by this performance. Yeah. We were all crying and
like her
learning her music. And
so
it just shows you the power of music. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because I thought that was really awesome. And now to our new song by Guy Paul Thibault, Table for One. What a great song.
I love his voice.
Oh, he has a great voice. And this is a great song for his voice. Just an acoustic song, you know, just him and his guitar. He's incredibly talented singer-songwriter. And he does it all. He writes, he records, mixes, masters, and produces all his own music from his hometown in Nova Scotia. And his 2019 album, The Road Between, awarded him the International Album of the Year from the International Singer-Songwriters Association. So that's really cool and a great honor for him. And it's just awesome that he keeps continuing to put out new, great music like this. And just like this song that you guys are going to hear tonight.
His voice is very, very, very distinctual. Like there are a lot of people that sound like somebody or sound, but Guy Paul sounds like Guy Paul. There's no, he's like, I always call him like my Neil Diamond kind of guy. Because you're, or Gordon Lightfoot, in that kind of vein, because his voice is his
very
voice.
Very distinctive voice. You know when it's him, for
but
sure.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And it's a great new song. It's about what he went through during the pandemic, trying to be on tour when you're kind of like in a bubble and you really can't hang around people, nobody backstage. You're kind of lonely. But of course, the listener could take on any what they think the song means to them, of course. So great song. I hope everybody likes it. Please go at www.guypaulthibault.com to see what he's up to and where he's playing. And all things new about him. And please download his music and check out his Facebook. You're going to be happy that you did.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Donna.
Well, here we go. Table for One.
Another hotel room, another lonely night. If I'm not home by morning, leave on the counter light. Maybe if this weather breaks, I can drive through the night. But it's another hotel room, another lonely night. When I first started out, I was a man of simple dreams. Share a little of myself, I tried so hard to please. 100,000 miles brought me to my knees. Lost a little of myself, abandoned my beliefs. Table for one, always on the run. Gotta keep on moving, always under the gun. Can't survive living any other way. Gotta keep on moving every day. When I look at my children, I think of all I've missed. A stranger in their eyes, a ghost and a myth. Someday they might forgive me if I had a wish. They'll never understand my place in all this. Table for one, always on the run. Gotta keep on moving, always under the gun. Can't survive living any other way. Gotta keep on moving every day. Well, it's another hotel room, another lonely night. If I'm not home by morning, leave on the counter light. Maybe if this weather breaks, I can drive through the night. But it's another hotel room, another lonely night. Another hotel room, another lonely night.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in and listening to another great show here. Judd Harris, thank you for being a part of the show. Can't wait to see what happens with him. My goodness, he's talented.
Yeah.
So head on over to TikTok and catch one of his live shows. For sure, you're going to want to be a part of that. We have some really great bands coming up in the future, so stay tuned because you're going to want to hear some of the music that we have coming up on board. And if you would like to get on the show, Reverb Nation is the place to go. I do listen to all the music that's up there, so that's your best bet these days on getting on the show. With that, anything else, Mad Cat?
I got nothing.
Yeah. We all know that.
Oh, boy.
Every now and then, you just got to throw her a softball. You know what I mean?
You're so kind.
Yes.
With that, I'm going to tell everybody, good night, everybody, from the Balcony Show. We'll catch you next week. We're going to end things tonight with the song Carolina by Water Street, another local band to us. Check them out. And remember to hide your python.
Girl could leave and head to Carolina. Left behind a note for me to find that said she had to find herself. Oh, Carolina. Hanging on to memories for so long, I tried to hide them. But every time I give them up, she always calls me up to revive them. Oh, Carolina. Your things just running out on to forget everything.
that dream to head to Carolina, bringing all the memories that you left, and I was left to survive on Carolina.